This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shiddhar Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Wednesday, that is 22nd of July. Well, in fact, D Street snapped 5 days of winning streak as both Sensex and Nifty closed marginally in the red. Now, Sensex recovered over 250 points from the lows, while Nifty 50 also bounced back from 11,050 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex was down by 58 points to close at 37,871, while the Nifty 50 fell 29 points to close at 11,132. Now, Indian markets recouped most of the losses towards the close of the trade, which suggests buying at lower levels, but experts feel that the volatility is still likely to continue. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in consumer durables, power, energy, banks, and telecom stocks, while selling pressure was seen in IT, auto, capital goods, and realty stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index was up 0.19%. If you look at the small-cap index, it fell 0.2%. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like Zee Entertainment, Titan Company, and Axis Bank. And top Nifty losers include names like Tata Motors, HUL, BPCL, and Hero Motor Corp. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the Consumer Durable Index rose 2%, followed by the Power Index, which was up 1.2%, and the Energy Index was up nearly 1%. Now, the Nifty Bank rose 0.4% to close at 22,882. Now, selling pressure was visible in the IT index, which was down 1.4%, followed by the auto index that was down again 1.4%, and the consumer goods or the capital goods index fell 1%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in Titan Company, Tata Power, PVR, Biocon, GMR Infra, as well as Idea Cellular. And if you look at stocks which saw long buildup, it includes names like Idea again, GMR Infra, as well as Chola Finance. And short buildup was seen in stocks like Canara Bank, Wipro, as well as Kotak Bank. Now, more than 100 stocks hit a fresh 52-week high on the BSE. That includes names like Dixon Technologies, L&T Infotech, RIL, JK Cement, as well as Escorts. Now, if you look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow, well, RIL closed at a record high as the stock closed above 2,000 levels for the first time. Bajaj Auto was down nearly 1% after reporting earnings, which was although in line with estimates. HUL slips 3% despite company reported earnings above estimates. Axis Bank surged 7% after reporting moratorium of less than 10%. M&M Financial Services gained for the fifth straight day after announcing the right issue. Bajaj Finance fell more than 1% of the company reported 19% year-on-year drop in its consolidated net profit to 962 crores for the June quarter. IndiaMART Intermesh share price surged 4% of the company reported a more than two-fold jump in its Q1 FY21 consolidated profit. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. It also formed a hanging man kind of a candlestick pattern, which is a bearish reversal pattern by nature. Now, supports for the Nifty is coming near 11,050 and 11,000 mark, and any break below this level can drag down the index more. In fact, it could actually head towards 11,000 levels. On the upside, resistance is still placed at 11,200 as well as 12,240 zones. Now, that's what Rohit Singhre, who is a senior technical analyst at LKP Securities, said. And if you look at the Nifty Bank, it closed the day at 22,883 with gains of 100 points. Now, support for Nifty Bank is coming near 22,740 and 22,550 zone, and the resistance is near 23,000 and 23,200. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.